Torah tells us in this week's parsha, Vayigdulu ha-Ne'orim, Vahi Esav Ish Yodei Tzai, Ish Soda, Yaakov Ish Tom Yoshev Olam. So Esav was the man of the world. He was an Ish Soda. And Chazal, look at it on a very negative way. He was an Adam Botel, as Rashi says. And Yaakov is the Ish Tom, Yoshev Olim. He learned, Rashi says, Olo Shol Shem Ve'Ever. He was the Tzaddik, clearly. And yet, Vayehav Yitzchak Yas Esav Kitzayid Befiv, Zirifto Heves Es Yaakov. So this is the age-old question. Age-old question. Yitzchak likes Esav, and Rivka likes Yaakov. What's the Havamina? Who likes Esav? What's going on here? Oh. So the first to ask this question is found in the Zohar. And then we have to understand the Zohar. So the Zohar HaKadosh on page 8 and 9 discusses this . He says, Amar hu Ravya, parade the Rabbi Yehuda. Son of Rabbi Yehuda, child asked, Ihachi amaylo rochim le. Rochim means to like, to ohev. It's the Aramaic word for liking. Rochim le Yitzchak Yaakov kolkach kimol Esav. In other words, Yaakov nu, ho vavyada, zomin ihu lekaime mine tracer shiften. Now the Hebrew translation. Okay, Madu Yitzchak lo havas Yaakov, Kimoshe ohavas Esav, Kol viyoda shoshid lamid mimenu yud beis shvatim. So the Zohar says, Amalei shapir kamrit. It's a good question. Hello, what's the answer? Hello, kol zina rochim lei lezine. This mashich v'ozil zina basar zine. What's the translation of that? Kol min ohev es mino. Whereas a person is attracted, sometimes we say opposites attract, but sometimes we say that a person is more comfortable by somebody similar to him who he can relate to. Holech min achar mino. Is mashich v'ozil zina basar zine. So what is this idea that Ozil is Mashich Ozil Zino Basar Zine? And I remember seeing in the Oshiva Rebbe Sefer, the Bear Moshe here, the Oshiva Rebbe. So he quotes this Zohar, page 11. Oshiva Rebbe lived in the Bronx, and then he made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. But he went to a strange place, Tel Aviv he went. Who makes Aliyah to go to Tel Aviv? You make Aliyah, you want to live in Yerushalayim, something like that. You make Aliyah. No, but Yedavka wanted to go to Tel Aviv, I heard. I was told. He thought he could have a hashpah there. And he had a base measure in Tel Aviv, and he lived there for the rest of his life, Oshiva Rebbe. And before he left the Bronx to make the Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't take all his farm with him, because it was too much. So he donated some of his farm here to the YU library. So some of the YU libraries. Svarim were his personal Svarim, his personal whatever, Rashba, whatever it was that he gave. This I heard from Rabbi Mandelbaum, who was the late librarian of the yeshiva. Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum, I was very close with. He was here in the yeshiva from 1948 to 1998. He was a librarian in the yeshiva. He was an alter yid from Warsaw, you know, from the old... So he had a kesher, plus other people I know. So the Oshiva Rebbe quotes on the top line here, that Zohar, page 11, with the arrow. Shuvu l'kach nimtza b'divrei chazal kol zina rochim le d'zina. Everyone is this, and what does that mean? That Yitzchak, next paragraph, he explains. Harei l'faneinu she'avosol she Yitzchak le'esav nova mizeh she'shneim hayu mishorash echad midas ha'gvura. That different people have different shorash ha'neshama. Some people more chesed, gvura. Some people are their shorash neshama is gvura. And gvura, we know, ezel gibor ha'kovesh yitzro, a certain level of gvura. And they both had this shorash of gvura. But to understand what that means even further, let's take a look at the Shem Yishmuel. He explains what that means. And let me tell you outside, and then we'll see it inside. In other words, Gvura means that they both were cut out, one second, to take a bad situation, a Yetzahara, and to subdue it, to make it, you know, to take the struggle of the inner struggle of the Yetzahara or at different taivas and to overcome it, to have it and overcome it and be kadosh as a result. And that was the aspiration, as we'll see, that Yitzchak had for Esav. That he has this koach ha-gvura to take a situation which is difficult, to take a person who has a Yetzahara, who has a Taiva, and to what? And to quelch it. And to be machnia it. And that's what the Shem Yishmuel says on page 15, in the second column. Dibur Maskel V'yesh Lomar. V'yesh Loshem Oche Kavonis Yitzchak Chayso She'esev Yachnia Es Kol Ha'olam Kula L'tov. Whereas Yitzchak knew that he had a strong Yetzahara, but he thought that Gufa is what his challenge is. And if you take a look now on page 14, where he quotes the Zohar, page 14, the fourth column, the last word on the line is Hach. Finu Hach. The cousin of Zohar Kodesh, Yitzchak Rochim as Esav, the Chol Zina, Ozel Basu Zine, Ken Yishlom, Yitzchak Yodo B'Yakov, Shu Tzadi Gomer. Yitzchak knew that Yaakov is a Tzadi Gomer. Ish Tom Yosef O'Alem. Aval Choshev Shubim Chinas is Hapcha Chashokol in the Horror. Whereas he felt that Yaakov was already a finished product, so to speak. Was whatever struggles he had, they're over. And now he's just sitting and learning without any struggles. Ein lo od yetzahara klal. Shehofcha kulo lotov. Hu noki belip solus. K'moshaya be'emes. But Esav still had a what? Still had to gauge the battle. And that's what a bracha is about. He says, Hayachoshev is Yaakov Esav Shishneim Kechatovim. Well, he thought they were both good. Yaakov is Bechina Shabbos, because Yaakov already got to his destination. He's holding by Shabbos. Shabbos means you did the preparations already. You're there. Esav is still Yimos Achol. Esav still kochim. You know, still struggles. So he still has to So he says, what's the point of a bracha? He says, the point of a bracha, and he says beautifully, take a look, is to take kochos ra'im. You know, bracha, he says here on page 15, first column, is when there's a challenge. In a Shabbos, he mokar a bracha ve'en shlita l'kochas ha'kitzonim. Shabbos, who mokar l'choshev klal l'varchas Yaakov, ki ha'bracha she'yechas rach mokam she'ish dover ha'misnagein ha'mshachas ha'bracha nizbarach v'nizrabe v'nizgaber tzad ha'kidusha. Ava b'mokam she'en shum misnagdus who mokar a bracha ein nitzrach lo bracha v'nara mikipim mivrach. The point of a bracha, and he says it here, I believe, l'oshon l'havrich lah. You know, when you take something and you join it to the tree, you graft it to the tree, so you're machnia it to something else. That's what a bracha is, something that needs kedusha. It's, and you have to just latch it on, but something that's already holding, it's already there, you don't need any bracha. Shabbos b'kor bracha means it doesn't need a bracha, because in itself it's like the well, he says. The well has gushing water from itself. So Yitzchak thought that the purpose of a bracha is only for a situation or a person who's involved in the struggle and is a good person and wants to what? Wants to win over. So he needs that bracha. But Yaakov was past that already. Perhaps he had his struggles already, but it's gone. And now he's Yoshev Olim. He doesn't need anything. So Rivka, when she, you know, got Yaakov to take the bracha. See, that's the pshat. He asks the Shem Shmuel. You see, later on, when the bracha was, Yaakov took the bracha, and then Esav says, you know, what's going on? You only have one bracha? So the answer is, yeah. Habracha achas. Right? Bracheni gamoni avi. On page 7. Vayom me'esav alovi. Habracha achas ilcha. Bracheni gamoni avi. Why, you can't give more than one bracha? The answer is no, because Yitzchak thought, that a bracha is only for one situation, only for that struggle. But if you're not holding by the struggle, you don't need the bracha. And he says later on, the Shem Shmuel, page 15, the bottom of the second column, that's the inyan of that Rivka put on Big Day Esav. So Yitzchak should shmek the psoilus of Esav and give the bracha, because if Yaakov would come in his natural self, he wouldn't necessarily see any struggle. He wouldn't sense a struggle, so therefore he wouldn't want to give him a bracha. So he put on Big Day Esav that had the tumma of Esav, so some of the tumma should be shara, and in the end of the day he would give him the bracha. Oh, but Rabosai, so in the end of the day, you know, the bracha was given to Yaakov. And I think, even though I'm not necessarily saying that that's what the Shem Shmuel had in mind, but I think a big yesod, this whole thing, in other words, the inspiration is what the Shem Shmuel said, and now we'll take it a little further. And that is, you know, a lot of people think that if you're the Yoshev Olim, you're in the Beis Medrash, so you don't have any struggles. You don't have your life struggles. The guys who are, you know, outside smoking and whatever, they have struggles. But everyone in the Beis Medrash, they're okay. There's no problems. There's no struggles. There's no things. And the answer is, the Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Olim also has struggles and also needs a bracha. And Aliba the Shem Shmuel, that a bracha means that you have to get that power to overcome and to take the ra and machni'e l'tov. Whereas the fellow who's learning in the Beis Medrash also has Yetzaharas, also has Taivas to look at things he shouldn't be looking at and things like that. And it's, you know, it's not a pagam, it's a reality. It's a reality of life that people have struggles. And, you know, I included here the famous letter of Rav Huttner on page 25. He writes his famous letter. It's one of the famous letters that he wrote. On page 25 in the Igros Uksovim, he says, Mechtachav higili udvarecha higili levavi. There's apparently the person who wrote the letter was telling Rav Huttner about different struggles that he has in life. He wasn't just telling Rav Huttner, you know, I do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and this. But he was confiding in Rav Huttner that, you know, sometimes he has struggles. So you know what Rav Huttner said to him? The most best line in the whole letter is on page 26. But he says like this, Ahuvi, Hidi lochet hoscha lovavi, lochet oznecha. I'm whispering the following into your ear. Ki ilu haye michtavcha misaper li, if in your letter you would say to me, al odos ha-mitzvos u-masim tovim sholcha, you would just tell me about your mitzvos and your learning. Ha-yisi omer shekibalti mimcha michtov tov. Then I'd say, I got a nice letter from you. Achshav shemichtavcha Misaper al dvar yiridus nefilos mikshalim, but now that you're telling me about your struggles, about your ups and downs, you know what? In the omer shekibalti mimcha michtov tov meod. Why? Because you see that you have a desire to win out, and you're telling me about the reality of your life, and that's, you know, something that's very important. That you're struggling, but you want to win. So that is even more important to me. And then he writes back in the beginning of the letter. He says, you know, Haroshem al sichaseinu al agdolim, miskabel ki ilu yotzu bitachas. First word of the Lord is bitachas. Yada yotzer. People think that every gadol was born that way from day one. Hakol musochim is palm rimim al nesa. Everyone speaks about the fact that the Chofetz Chaim didn't speak Lashon Hara. He says, "Avol mi yodeya min kol ha-melchamas v'ha-mavokim v'ha-mechsholim v'ha-nefilos." But they don't tell you about all the struggles that he might have gone through to get to that madrega. It wasn't that, you know, it just happened overnight. He was born that way. Ha-nesigos la'achos shemotzah Chofetz Chaim b'derech ha-melchamah shelo im ha-yetzahara. Whereas he also could have a Yetzirah. And he also had struggles. And then he writes the famous line, which I often quote on the last two lines at the bottom. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls down seven times and gets up. So Rav Huttner writes his famous line. Ha-tipshim choshrim. The tipshim says, Ki kavanosu b'derech revusa. Sha'afal pi sheshevah yipol tzadik. That even though he falls down seven times, Mikomokom hukam. But still he can get up. Because he's a tzaddik. But he says that's not the good, that's the tipshim pshat. But the better pshat is that while Chachom Yodim Heitev Shakavano Shamos Hakima Shal Tzaddik who derech shivil nefilos shalom. What made him the tzaddik was the fact that he had struggles and it didn't just happen overnight. So the word is that that in the end of the day, the bracha of Yitzchak relates is a bracha to be able to be machnia the ra, and that's what a bracha is, goes to Yaakov. Because in the end of the day, Esav was not a tzaddik. And Esav, true, he had the mid of Gvura, but he misused it, and then the Shem Shmuel says if he would have got a bracha, it would have just been marba his tumah. And he wasn't looking to. But Yaakov, perhaps he was the Ish Tam, Yoshev Olim. So the Shemish Shmuel writes that after that bracha, Hashem brought him other nisyonus, like Beis Lavan and things like that, that he had a struggle with, and therefore he needed this bracha. Then next week's parsha, he goes to the house of Lavan. So the answer is, in life you can never say, you know, it's over. You know, I accomplished. I don't have any struggles. There's no nisyonos. People are always dealing with nisyonos, and people need siyata d'shmaya. Sometimes people just need to speak it over with a friend. Sometimes they need to go up to a professional. Different things that people need, and it's not a chisaron. It's just the reality of life that people have struggles. And the point is that the Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim is now also a person that's going to deal with struggles. And it's not that, you know, for him, it's all over. And the Shem Yishmul says another word. He says, what's the idea of the Be'erus, of the wells? That they were fighting in the wells. So first he quotes a Medrash. An interesting Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah says on page 22, Chama Beiros Chofar Avinu V'Yashava. How many wells? Rabbi Yehuda says Dalet, four wells. And the four wells are Keneged Arba Degolim B'Midbar, Keneged the four flags in the Midbar. And the other opinion says Rabbanu Amri Chamesh, Keneged Chamisha Sifrei Torah, Keneged the five Chumshei Torah. So what is this idea? So the Shem Yishmul writes the following. First he quotes the pasuk here that we xerox from Mishlei on page 21. Mayim amukim eitzah b'lev ish v'ish tvuna yidlena. The Metzudas David says, Derech hachochem lahastir atzoso bo metalev. A chochem has his chochma in the depths of his heart, and an ish tvuna will be able to get it out. So the Shem Yishmul says, the point is, a lot of times there's a lot of depth in a person, but there's so much covering it up. And just like you have to dig deep to get the water, so too you have to dig deep in a person to get the reality of the person. And that's a lot of times the struggle. Like Rav Lifshitz said once, and others have said, that a person doesn't have self-awareness. And what this, the digging the well is getting self-awareness. Getting self-awareness. And that's why the Dal of the Golem, he explains, because a Degel, what's the point of a Degel? Is if you're lost, and then you see the flags, or you know where to go. So if a person's lost in life, he doesn't know what to do, so he has to be in touch with his own reality of what is he cut out for. And the other thing, of course, learning Torah, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. But the point being that every individual, even if the individual who's learning, also needs to make sure that he understands what he's all about and what his talents are and what his desires are and what his tithes are and what he needs to overcome. And that's what a bracha is. A bracha takes mahus habracha as a hachnas hara v'chizuk hatov. In other words, to take the ra, whatever ra there is, and to be able to be machniyat, to understand who the person is and what he needs. So Yitzchak thought originally that was Esav's tafkin. Yitzchak was the mead of gevura. Gevura means, as is pointed out some of the svarim, I mean the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, as they pointed out in this context in this forum, Ezel Gibor HaKovesh Es Yitzro. So that's the mead of Gevurah. So that's what Yitzchak was, the mead of Gevurah. And he thought that's what Esav was. Esav's basically a good guy. He just has a big Yetzahara, so he needs that bracha to be Kovesh Es Yitzro. Because Yitzchak could relate to an Esav, because that he had maybe that struggle, he was Gover. But apparently Esav was not that type. And it's Yaakov who ultimately is going to have the struggles. That's what, you know, Shemi Shmuel says it basically, he does say that there's struggles. I want to say that even without the new struggles, maybe there were other struggles that he had. But the Shemi Shmuel says it's that he got now new struggles afterwards, that he went, you know, to base Lavan, etc. But the point I want to say is that even if you're not going to base Lavan, even where you are now, you still, even though you're a person that's in the base Medrash crowd, it doesn't mean that you don't have you don't have issues to deal with, especially before you get married. You want to make sure that you're ready and you're proper and you deal with who you are and what you need before you bring someone else into your life. And that's an important yesod, that in the end the bracha is lachnia hara, but it goes to Yaakov. Esav, he's far gone. Yeah, but Yaakov still needs it, because Yaakov also has the struggles, just like Rav Hutna said that the Chofetz Chaim had the struggles also and was able to be machnia. So everyone has to be makir who he is. You have to dig your own well, because it's covered up till you get to the water, till you get to the essence. Sometimes it's covered up with all these distractions. You don't even know who you are. You know, that's the Spinker Rebbe I quoted in one of my Sfarim. It says sometimes you need 5 minutes during the day just to be poigesh yourself, just to touch base with yourself. You know, we're so busy, you never, you know, talk to yourself and see, you know, see what your needs are, what you are, who you are, etc. And that's so in the end, the Shemesh will also pointed out that point, but I want to say even more, even without the love one, it could be that there were other struggles of Yaakov Avinu, and that's the Mahus HaBracha, is to take Ra and to be Machnil Latov, to be Mechazik Latov, and that every individual, and certainly people who are not in the Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash, but being from the Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash is not necessarily a p'tur from a person having to deal with issues of life and being miskaber on different issues, and a person shouldn't just brush them over. Fakir, this week's parasha is talking about unearthing things and not just putting more offer on top, but digging and getting to the bottom of Mayim Amukim Tvura Malavish, that the Mayim Amukim, the depths of the heart of the person has the Mayim Amukim. But Ish Tvuna, somebody who's smart, Yidlena, he's going to make sure to get out from the bottom that water, or to get out the essence of who he is and what his needs are, and that Bez Hashem will be Matzliach in whatever he does.